I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. What in God's holy name are you blathering about? Everybody hate who we
just call them fans, though. The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
We're three quarters of the way to 100.
Yes, we are.
We did it.
The one big 100.
We would be three quarters.
You know what we should do for...
we were cents.
You know what we should do for the 100th episode?
What's that called?
We should do like a marathon like podcast to see like how long we can make the podcast go. And like just do it like late
like,
one night.
Regardless of what we're talking about, just like...
just see how long we can go and like we'll like drink and like... take a bunch of substances
maybe
and stuff like that.
Maybe we can invite a few guests to come on.
That'd be really cool. Like, seriously, really cool.
That is a good idea. Cool. Opening up the show with
look
a good
at all bringing ideas.
That would be really fun to do it, like, on a Friday
bringing
night.
Ideas.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Or a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night. Or a Thursday night or a Friday night.
Just basically
we all have
night.
To work.
Any night is a great night to gravy. Yeah.
To pass the gravy.
To gravy it.
Yeah, I get a lot of compliments.
So is gravy a verb now, Alex?
I think so.
I think so, too. I get a lot of compliments on our name. I didn't think of it.
Cool name, man. I've always thought that Pass the Grave was a cool name.
I think so, too.
Chris Chafin was the brainchild of
Chris
that.
Chafin?
I don't know who that
Curtis
is.
Chris Chafin.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
You do know who he is.
Never heard of him.
Anyways. We all got to hang out on the 4th of July a little bit.
We did.
Cool.
We did.
Cole didn't want to shoot fireworks.
Cole didn't want to do a lot of things.
I guess he was not a patriot.
I do my own thing,
man. Why don't you shoot fireworks?
What were you doing during the point in time where...
everybody else is
I was
fireworks.
Watching the last 30 minutes of Joe Dirt on...
oh, really? You hadn't seen it before?
Cable. I had seen
it. Oh, you had seen it before.
You had. Okay.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Cole was not firing off fireworks.
I was there
Chris
for...
and I were patriotic. We did it.
That's I right. was there for the Black Cats. We set off a bunch of Black Cats.
Did we?
Uh-huh. It was the three of us and another person.
A colleague.
A colleague.
A colleague, I would say.
A work colleague.
She used to be my former work colleague, I suppose. But she's actually Alex's, like, colleague.
She is.
Is this weird that we're like...
I don't know where that story was going.
I don't really know. I'm just saying there was other people there besides three guys, just, like, in a big circle.
Hey,
like,
three guys in a circle celebrating their country. I don't see anything wrong with that.
We smoked cigars, too. American cigars.
Yeah.
They were good.
I had some scotch. Cole would not partake in scotch.
I don't drink.
Warm milk.
I don't drink.
He had warm milk. And he stopped by Golden Corral at 5 o'clock for the dinner special.
Yeah, that's me.
Jesus, Cole.
And then also this weekend we had the Americans win the World Cup. I have not watched women's sports as much as I've watched the Women's World Cup this year, probably, ever.
I haven't watched women's sports since the WNBA Tuesday on ESPN4.
I was going to say, was that a thing?
No, it's
not. But then
not.
You said ESPN4, and I picked up on it.
Yeah, of course.
Anyways, yeah, women won the World Cup. Congrats to the women.
Yeah, they beat Yappin.
Yappin
is a silent J.
It beat those Japanian?
Japanese.
Oh, are you serious?
Oh my
Japanese.
God.
I have a friend.
I guess that makes a lot more sense.
I have a friend who is a female from Japan who plays soccer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's not on the team.
Oh.
But her significant other, a.k.a. boyfriend, and one of my best friends, they watch the game together, and he's a big U.S. soccer fan. And it's quite the rivalry. They are.
Things got a little heated, huh?
They're not together anymore.
Over this game. For real?
Damn.
For real.
That's some serious.
Even though neither one of them really had any effect on the outcome of it, they broke up over the game.
Yep. This guy said some really questionable things.
Like what?
Like God bless
America.
I'm not
gonna say.
Come on, man. Are you kidding me?
I can't say.
Why don't you just use quotes?
Yeah.
If you use a quote,
it's really bad.
Or like say, with all due respect.
Really?
You're good. You can say whatever you want. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm. It's really bad.
Just go ahead. Tell us.
He asked his girlfriend if all of their vaginas were sideways, like their eyes. And they broke up.
That's not even like a new joke, so she shouldn't be like super pissed about
it. She hasn't heard that.
It's a legitimate question, though.
That's not a legitimate question.
Some people probably have that as a question.
Yeah, I guess so.
Have you ever been with an Asian woman?
I can hear us hemorrhaging sponsors as we speak.
So that's why
one of our sponsors.
So don't
sponsor.
That's why she broke up with him, because that comment.
That, among other things.
Oh, that's a stupid reason to break up with somebody.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Yeah, she caught him. She caught him doing some stuff.
If somebody broke up with me because of I said something that offended them, I'd be glad they broke up. Dude, I would be with somebody who is.
My old girlfriend, of whom you both know.
Who we both know.
What's the proper
The grammatically correct way?
Yes.
I don't know, man. The girlfriend that we both know.
Well, she used to get mad at me for saying, like, vaguely offensive things all the time.
She was super kind of fucking...
I don't want to say bitchy.
Hey!
I'm just saying. I don't want to say
bitchy. She was my girlfriend, okay?
There were times where people wondered.
I know. Our level just peaked there. I got a little heated.
Yeah.
Cole got a little sensitive about that topic, guys.
Yeah, I did.
How's the breakup going? You guys still communicating?
No, we don't talk. It's cool. No big deal.
There you go.
You want to talk it out again on the podcast?
No.
Like the last time, it was very therapeutic for you.
No.
That's what we're here for. Last week's episode, we helped several troubled people through some problems. Some people across the pond, maybe.
That guy. I wonder what ever happened to that guy.
He probably took our advice and it went horribly wrong.
And jumped off Big Ben.
Seriously, probably offed himself day after.
Like, is that like a way people do it in London?
Well, because
like, people jump off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
Is that jumping off? I guess it'd be tough to get on top of.
What other bridge? I don't know the bridges.
The London Bridge.
That's a popular bridge. Is that a real thing or is that a fictitious thing?
Yeah, they wrote a song about it, so I would only assume that it's real.
You talking about Fergie?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. We've got a deep conversation for the shallow end. We should I guess talk about, since Cole's got limited time with us today
again.
Cole likes to what we call check out.
I'm a busy guy.
Check out.
Oh please, you're not busier than any of us.
Yeah. Actually, I am today busier than both of you.
I've been up all day.
I've been up since fucking 3 o'clock this morning.
That doesn't mean that you're busier than
I've been busy as a bee.
Now I'll tell you who's busy is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yesterday, he Instagrammed a photo of him waking up at 3:50 a.m. to go on a morning run before he went to his workout, before he went to go film a movie with Kevin Hart all day long.
Here's Chris with the weapon.
Exactly, really. No, that's...
That's what you just sound like a news anchor when you do that.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Should have tossed it to traffic or something.
Did I really sound like that?
Yeah.
Really? Thank you.
That's not a compliment.
That's not what we're supposed to be sounding like.
So he really Instagrammed all this stuff?
Yeah, he Instagrammed.
Look at me. Look how busy I am.
Pretty much, yeah.
He gives a shit. Everybody all
I kind of give a shit. I get your
wake up early.
Yeah, I get your point, but he's...
Good God.
He does that pretty much every day. He'll like tweet some shit like that or Instagram. He has one of the best Instagram accounts, I think, ever.
I will second that. But that is not what we were talking about with our deep conversation for the shallow. We've got a double banger, I guess you could call it.
A double hitter?
Yeah, a double header maybe.
Okay.
Double header, something like that. Double something.
Okay.
Twice the fun this week. Because we're going to talk about... Cole brought this one to the table, the U.S. women getting stiffed by FIFA. And I use quotes to say stiff.
That to the table. Chris brought that
Chris brought this to the table.
Oh, whoa.
Don't
Cole's a soccer guy, so I was assuming.
No, I just saw that headline and thought we could talk about it.
Yeah. Well, everybody's wanting the women to get paid more because they're saying that they didn't deserve to get paid as little as they did.
Just preaching the truth over here.
Preaching the truth. What are you doing?
I'm filming us.
Anyways, they did kind of get, what did they get?
$3 million? They got $2
million. $2
million? For winning the World Cup.
Billy Joel gets paid more than that for doing one show.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Billy Joel gets paid $1 million for one show. Care to recall?
Cole has completely checked out of the podcast because Nat is trying to make funny videos.
Yeah.
I actually have not even
recorded. That's what Cole is doing.
I'm trying to it's all about being in the moment.
while you're recording it.
Exactly.
You're focused on the moment so much, you're going to let it pass by.
Well, I wanted the moment to be captured on video so we could upload it to social media.
We are Periscoping the podcast right now, so...
Periscope is awesome. Do you think anybody's tuning in?
I saw somebody, so we've got at least one person.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, the Women's World Cup, we watched together.
We did. But what we're talking about is... Should the women get paid as much as the men did? I don't know how much the men get
paid.
We're
talking about the pay gap, ladies and gentlemen.
The pay gap!
To get paid,
ladies and gents.
Well, we all know it comes down to sponsors. So if you get the sponsors, then you get paid the most.
Right.
There you go.
I mean, the Men's World Cup probably has Gatorade and Nike sponsoring them. And
right.
The Women's World Cup probably
it's kind of like the WNBA.
Don't say it. Don't say it. You were going to say Bed Bath & Beyond. I know it.
Some shit like that. Fucking, I don't know.
But yeah. Tampax.
It's funny, a former colleague of mine...
It makes sense.
Who's a journalist, said something along the lines of, man, I'd really like to find her Facebook post, but I found it really interesting. She was basically talking about, like, she was making the point that the women are the U.S., the significant U.S. team. Here I found it. She said Sunday after the game, dear bros in the pub watching... See, now you're already, like, saying that in a derogatory term.
Look, I'm a feminist, first off.
So, bros. Mm. Listen here, bros. Like, you're just... It's the pot calling the kettle black. I'm not offended by that because, yes, I am a bro.
Well, we call it pot calling the kettle African-American.
Okay. She said, dear bros in the pub watching, hashtag USA versus Japan. When you say the U.S. will be good in 20 years, referring to the men's team, you're insulting the women you're watching who have now bagged three World Cups and four gold medals and make 6.8% of the salary of the men's team. We are great because the women is the U.S. team and we're a great team.
Grammar much?
Seriously, man.
Right?
P.S. Please don't say she has pretty hair and that's my girl. Hashtag Women's World Cup.
Well, they did have pretty hair.
They did.
Hope Solo did.
Alex Morgan had pretty hair.
I saw a few of them had their nails painted a pretty color.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Are you being facetious?
I'm being serious.
Me too!
Jesus Christ. Okay. Some of those chicks were kind of hot.
They were very good looking.
Yeah. So
okay, first off.
What do you think about that?
That sounds sexist, but do you know why the women are able to win in the U.S. more than in the other countries in soccer? It's because we were able to develop more, and like we have the money in our country to make like women's developmental leagues. And women can do more shit than
ODP
they can
leagues is
in
what
other
called.
Countries. Like, in some countries,
they can't.
Women can't go outside.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Like, we're a little bit more advanced, I would say. Despite what you may hear on the news, we're way more advanced than a lot of other places.
Seriously.
And I think
the news would have you think that America's a bunch of women-hating, black people-hating, racist, homophobic, sexist individuals, right?
Right.
Who eat nothing but McDonald's.
That's what it seems like.
But that's not the case. They got women in Saudi Arabia wearing...
burkas or whatever they're called.
Beekeeper outfits.
But I'm saying that it's easier to develop talent in the U.S. because you've got all the systems you can filter it through. And I know it's like that in Germany and it's like that in England and obviously it's like that in Japan. And those are why all those teams made it so far in the tournament. But I'm not taking anything away from it. It's just like there's like the men have always been able to play that sport. And soccer is a very easy sport to get people to get into because it's like you don't have to have much. You have to have a ball and shoes.
Right.
Right.
And a
goal.
Field.
And a goal.
Exactly.
I mean, you can draw a goal on... You can make
a goal. Yeah, we could draw a goal right here on this wall.
But I think the men is a much more level playing field than there is with the women. I think the women's game is stepping up, and it is getting much more competitive. But I think...
It's not the same level as the men.
Exactly.
You think it ever will be at one point? Or do you think it won't?
I don't know, but then like also look at the women's professional soccer league. I don't even know what that's called, but... But the men's league here is like a smaller tier to the other countries, so that shows like where they are. And like they're like the men are fighting up against other countries' leagues, and I think we have one of the, if not the best, women's league. I don't know. I'm not positive.
I have no clue.
But
and that's the problem, Alex.
Well, no, but like the men's league still makes a shit ton more than the women's professional league.
It's
here.
Because of sponsors. We don't control the sponsors.
Because
nobody.
People would rather go see men play a sport than women.
Watch. The Women's World Cup. I mean, did y'all see the Women's Cup? You remember the Men's World Cup? The crowd was fucking nuts.
Right. Everybody's into the World Cup.
And in the Women's World
Cup,
but
it's like soccer.
And pin drop.
That's the thing. It's just, I mean, it's just...
Every World Cup, people are always like, oh, this is going to get soccer over the top. Mm. And it's like hockey in the Olympics. Like, it's like, oh, hockey's back. It's like, no, it's not.
No,
people
it's
fucking
not.
Care about America, and they're going to root for that.
Now.
But, like,
right.
I'll follow it for a month, and then I'm not going to fucking pay attention to soccer for another, however long it is until another World Cup or maybe the Olympics or some big game comes on.
Sure.
like
how
the
often
typical
do we watch snowboarding during the Olympics, and how often do we watch it? You know,
right? Exactly. So like to say. They said, well, just because it's also the World Cup, they should be paid just as much. It's like, nah.
Yeah, not so much. They're not pulling in the
viewers, revenue?
The sponsors.
You're not pulling in the viewers, man. Blame it on the American people, then, if you're going to blame it on anything. That's
or
just
like the, I think it's global, because FIFA is.
Right, yeah. And national. Also, the Women's World Cup, I think, has only been around since maybe 91.
It's the seventh one, I think.
Jeez.
Look it up real quick. Because I think it's. Because, I mean, like, and the men's one has been around since, I think, 1937.
They've had 20.
Okay, they've had 20, so that'd be, what, 80 years?
We are about to find out.
We shall find out.
But, you know, I don't know. I just think that there's a re. But, I mean, men are just. The simple facts of it, men are bigger.
Started in 1991, yeah.
Okay, men are stronger, men are faster. It's more competition. It's a higher level of play, and it always will be. Unless you just want to all just turn and, you know, start taking testosterone. Like that,
steroids.
You can't get. I mean, that's just the way it is. Testosterone is more powerful.
Unless Ronda Rousey wants to do everything.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. Yeah, she's okay.
She's okay.
She kicks Turtle's ass in Entourage.
Did she?
The Entourage movie. Yeah.
Well, that's neat.
She was okay in that.
Hey, that's neat, guys.
That's neat. I forgot about that movie.
So did America.
So are we all in agreement that there is a wage gap, but the wage gap kind of makes some
sort
of sense?
Well, it's a wage gap, but it's not the kind of wage. Like, people are considering this the kind of wage gap that we're supposedly facing in this country, where women are making 70 cents on the dollar than men, which is not true. The statement has been debunked many times, but it's not. It's just like Hillary Clinton's running for president. And just like when Barack Obama was running for president, this country turned to race as the biggest issue. And now you can already tell we're turning to feminism.
When is it
going to
stop?
It's not going to stop. Especially
like, you guys got the $10 bill now. Like,
yeah, I know
what
they
next?
Got the $10
what
bill.
Next?
I don't know what else they want. But you know what? They, even when that
congratulations,
story came
you
out,
won. Aren't you supposed to be playing for your country, not making a big
bill,
deal about the wage?
When they got the $10 bill, I read an article saying, you know what? Of course they give women the $10 bill. The $10 bill is the most unused bill in America. They're never going to be happy. They're never going to be satisfied with anything. And so
we gave you the only gold dollar we have.
There's always something to complain about.
Yeah, there's always something to complain about.
Dude, okay, I don't know. I think that's kind of silly. Like, it's funny. Like, I hate whenever shows, and this, if I'm here for Not Cool, but this is kind of what my Not Cool is about. Like, people who are, like, kind of pandering to certain demographics. It's like, oh, well, like, for example, the movie Spy came out last year. You saw Spy. Funny movie.
Yes.
Funny movie. People are like, oh, my God, this movie's doing so many great things for women. And, yeah, sure, it does, and it's great for comedy, but it's like, whenever you're trying to do something like that and it's obvious, it's different. And it's not, and it becomes annoying and you're actually pandering to something rather than, like, if you think of, like, Seinfeld, Elaine, she worked for, like, this publishing company in the middle of New York City and, like, had chances to get raises and stuff like that. She was never in any competition with men for that job. She was always in competition for women. And the show never was like, hey, look what we're doing for civil rights and stuff like that. And that show was written all by men.
Mm. All white Jewish men.
That's very true.
Elaine's hot, by the way. Come on, throw that out there.
She's amazing. She's beautiful and funny. Like, did you see what Michael Eisner said, the former head of the Disney Corporation? He's this really controversial, like, righty type guy. Read up on him. He was interviewing Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell's wife, and he said, oh, basically, it's almost impossible to find a woman who's beautiful and funny. Doesn't that kind of go for men, too? Like, you got Channing Tatum, and then you got...
Hilarious and gorgeous.
Yeah, no, seriously. Speak for yourself.
I'm just throwing Channing Tatum out there.
What about Channing Tatum? You got him on your mind since Magic Mike last week?
To see Magic
that
Mike.
Movie was really good.
Yeah? You said you saw it a certain time?
No, I did. I did walk into the theater for, like, 2 seconds
to
last night.
To see if you could see anybody's junk.
Just gonna rub one out real quick and...
No, to see if anybody was actually in the theater.
A quick peen shot,
so
he's out of there.
So I could rub one out? Yeah, okay.
No.
Anyways, guys, what else we got?
Moving on. Does that wrap up that part of the...
No. I want to go into, like, kind of like... You know what I think is really bullshit? That there's no equality in Monopoly. That's what I think is bullshit. The board game Monopoly. Next thing that's going to come out is people are going to start bitching because there was no equality in Monopoly.
That's a good point, actually, because there's no...
That's the whole point of the game, is to not be equal.
Very good, Cole.
Capitalist
at work.
Look at us learning from board games.
Good God,
board games are great.
Board games also taught me to say I'm sorry.
That's true. They also taught me how to take risks in the game of life.
Nice. They also taught me to control my sweet tooth with that candy land.
Oh, nice.
The candy and the land.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we break up this double banger?
We're breaking up the podcast
episode of Deep Conversations to the Shallow End. We'll break that up and we'll go to Not Cool.
Oh. I already gave my Not Cool. See you later, guys. Bye.
What's your Not Cool?
Yeah, Cole. Why don't you tell us what's not cool this week?
Okay, so
boys and girls, we're skipping around this week.
I kind of like that we've been skipping around the past like 2 or 3 weeks. So, I mean, I wrote my not cool about a week ago. But mine kind of does go with like the pandering. So I was kind of thinking like it just seems like everybody out there is trying to use what's the word I'm looking for? Does this make sense? What I wrote down is trying to out progressive each other. Like they're trying to, well, I like transvestites more than you do, and I like transgender people more. I'm more with it.
Well, yeah, is your Facebook cover photo got a rainbow eye? Because mine does. That means I care more.
Dude, I totally wanted to get a velociraptor and put the rainbow filter over it. How awesome would that have been?
Gay velociraptor?
Or just an equal rights velociraptor.
Equal rights.
Now, there is nobody more pissed off than a gay, gay rights velociraptor. Feminist gay rights philosopher.
So I love this show and I love Amy Schumer, but she had a transgender person on season 3, and I wish I could remember it because it's a porn star.
Don't you like to see?
Was it Bailey J?
Everywhere
trannies, you can't say tranny.
Yes,
get the fuck out of here.
I just said tranny.
Was it Bailey J?
It was Bailey J.
That's like the most famous transgender.
Okay, yeah, it was Bailey J, and it was on season 3, and it was an interesting interview. Apparently Bailey J has I've researched her. Her?
I don't know.
I researched her.
I'll offend some folks.
I researched her and she has a podcast that she does with her husband who's like a photographer and stuff like that. But it just made me kind of think like, yes, it was interesting and it made for good TV, but it kind of just, in as much as I love Amy Schumer, it just kind of made me think she's like, oh, everybody, look what I'm doing here. Look at the people that I'm pulling for, and look what I'm doing. It just kind of seems like it's kind of more about me, more than about boosting the culture. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen
integrating.
Yeah, have you guys seen Do the Right Thing? Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
Oh, sure.
Seriously?
No, yeah. It's riot at the end of that thing.
I think that's one of the best movies of all time.
Fun fact, that movie, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama went on our first date for that movie.
No joke. Yeah. In 1989. June 1989.
Who'd have thought?
What
a fun little tidbit you guys are learning on Past the Gravy this week, huh?
But
you never know what you're going to get, but you're going to learn something. It might not be great.
That movie was progressive, but it wasn't really trying to get people to be like, hey, everybody, look how cool I am. Spike Lee was kind of just like, you know what, fuck you, this is how this is going to be. And this is the stark reality of what it is. If you don't like it, come and take it up with me. Rather than being like having to prance all around it. So, you have a penis, right? Now, how does your husband feel about that? You know, so look how I'm doing this and I'm doing that for equal rights. But Spike Lee was like, you know what? I'm just going to come at you aggressively. And I just love that. It was just a boom in your face.
Come at you like a tiger shark.
I think that is one of the best movies of all time.
I would go so far.
Dude, that movie, when I saw that in college. Well, dude, keep in mind, I came from a school that had one black person.
No.
No joke.
You didn't grow up with black people?
Are you being facetious?
Jesus Christ.
I just came from a really small town, so I loved, when I got to my school and college, how diverse it was.
These colors and these...
and they were all drinking out of the same water fountains and everything. It was a whole new world.
I grew up...
Gobsmacked, weren't you, Cole?
I grew up in Waco, Texas, which does have a lot of...
college.
Has a lot of black people and a lot of big Hispanic community and stuff, but... actually, going to school and, getting to chat and,
don't
just hear how people...
Coloreds.
I'm just kidding.
And just hear how people talk and stuff like that. I just found it interesting.
Can you imagine... that's why it's, so stupid when it's, people aren't serious. If somebody said coloreds, I would laugh. Not because, ha-ha, that's funny. They're, that's what they are. I'd be like, no, did you really just call them coloreds?
My grandmother, she's 75 years old, bless her heart. She seriously, with serious conviction, calls black coloreds. She doesn't know any better. She was raised in the 30s and 40s. That's what she calls them. And I mean, she doesn't mean
it's just a funny sounding word.
She was raised in the 40s.
Right. Granted, she
was a similar time back then.
It was very simple time.
People used to kick each other to death.
Exactly. People used to just, you know, stop in the street, kick their head.
And if someone said, I don't give a damn in a movie, the whole nation stops.
The whole nation stops and just rejoices. But
then they have, like, Elvis could only be shown and, like, one, like, his head up on the Johnny Carson show or whatever.
Ed Sullivan show.
Because he was, like, dancing and they're like, well, that pelvis of his gyrating. Yeah. What's he trying to do, have sex with the whole country? Mm-hmm.
So, did my not cool make any sense, or did I just...
That makes sense.
Idiot?
I feel like
everybody's trying to be like, just, ooh, look, I'm better, and I'm forward-thinking.
Yeah, look how much more...
I'm accepting.
God forbid you have a differing opinion.
Yeah, God forbid.
God for effing bid, because they will tear you...
Don't say God, because we don't mention religions now, because...
Oh, so you pass everything but the religion?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Cool. I mean, Alex, what's your not cool?
My not cool is it's gonna stay close to the podcast, I guess. It's gonna be the fact that Cole Clay would not have a beer with me on July 4th.
Wouldn't have a beer with me.
You had zero beers.
Zero
on your country's birthday.
Oh, that's true.
We are fucking patriots, I'd like to say, on this podcast.
I don't really drink, man.
But still,
one
listen,
beer,
man.
One
alcoholics
sip of
don't
one
really
beer.
Drink, and they
you
still
didn't have anything.
And we could have got you a non-alcoholic or something.
What kind
That's
of?
What we're going to do next time we all hang
what
out.
What kind
I'm
of country do you
beer.
Think this is?
I just didn't want to drink.
I don't understand that.
You wouldn't shoot fireworks.
Like,
you,
did,
you had
you not want to drive drunk home or what?
Your behavior on the 4th of July was appalling.
But you were with Alex like from 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You could have a fucking brew.
Right. I didn't know what time I was going to leave, though.
We were grilling. You didn't have one while we grilled. We were shooting fireworks. You didn't have one while we shot fireworks. You also didn't even participate in the fireworks shooting.
Well, why does me not having a beer affect your enjoyment?
Just because I felt like I was kind of hanging out with the terrorists.
Yeah.
I don't want to lie.
Really? And I understand,
like,
where he's coming from.
Red, white, and blue, baby. And, like, I felt like
you
were flying the communist flag.
I think at one point, I hate to bring this up, but I think at one point we were all, Alex and I and a few other people at least, we're a little inebriated, I shall say. And
I would say we were.
We're
yeah.
all,
so drunk.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Drunk.
We're all drunk, and we're all singing a few songs. And one song came up, the national anthem. Cole was not singing.
Because he doesn't believe in it.
I don't think so.
I just didn't. I don't know the words.
Is
you don't know the words to the greatest song ever written by man.
Let's see. I know. I sang Toby Keith.
Yeah.
I sang Toby Keith.
We did get drunk and just
what's
sang
the name
every
of
American
Keith?
Song we knew. I put a boot up your ass. It's the American
and
way.
And I knew all the words.
And Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will. I don't know the rest of the words either.
Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Yeah. What's the name of that song?
Courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure it's not called... I don't know what it's called.
No, it's called Courtesy of the Red, White, Blue. By,
Is it not called I Love This Bar and Grill?
Toby Keith Urban.
That's what his bar is called.
Yeah, I know, and they're like, all over. But it's like an actual restaurant chain.
It's like his Margaritaville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Cole didn't have a beer. Didn't have
a
stogie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that everybody should just
stogie.
Get... You did have a stogie.
That was great.
But you didn't
have a
stogie.
And that, I thought, that was one of the coolest things I've done on a 4th of July. Just kind of sit back,
yeah,
have a scotch, watch fireworks, smoke a stogie.
Mm-hmm.
That patriot.
Mm.
Except for Cole, who's not a patriot.
What are you doing there, Cole?
Huh?
So, he, like, miming sucking a dick?
Yeah.
No, that would be a very small penis.
I mean, like, I don't know what you did when you went home, but whatever you do on 4th of July is your business.
I was with you guys.
Well, you left.
Well, you left super early.
I left at, like, midnight.
Like I said, you left super early.
4th of July didn't stop in the Pacific time zone.
Really?
We partied until it was over in L.A.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Well, you should have partied until it was over in Hawaii. Show you your real American spirit.
I don't give a fuck, because
Hawaii
is not a real country.
And we'll explain why we don't like Hawaii coming up after our Not Cool segment.
After What's Not Cool. Yeah,
Chris doesn't have a Not Cool.
Chris, what is? What
cool.
is your Not Cool?
Chris thought of his Not Cool today. So I was driving today. I was driving home from work, and I was stuck on a street where they're doing construction. So it's track's going kind of slow. Car in front of me rolls down the window, pulls out a brown paper bag, and dumps trash on the side of the road. Just dumps the trash out like
just
a shit ton,
literate.
Like a full brown paper bag full of trash, and then puts the brown paper bag back in the car. That told me two things. One, that this person's a fucking asshole for dumping trash like literally, a bag full of trash on the side of the road. And two, they put the trash bag back in their car so they can fill that thing back up and just do it again.
And do it again!
Do it again,
man. That's their trash bag.
I swear to
God. Holy shit!
Had it not been so much trash, and the traffic was going so slow, I would have stopped the car, put it in park, gotten out, picked up some of the trash, and knocked on the window and said, hey, you dropped this, and then just given it to them. I wish to God I had done it. You know those moments where you encounter something and then you think, like, 20 minutes later, like, oh, I should have done that.
I hate that.
Said we
that.
Should make a segment called Shoulda.
Hate that.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
We should do it. We should do a segment, Shoulda.
Yeah. But no, man, this pissed me off, man, because I hate, listen, and I'm not, like, the greeny weenie type who cares about saving the environment.
What was your carbon footprint today,
exactly,
Chris?
Leaving that carbon footprint and... Like, I don't give a shit, man. If you're living in the country, I think you should be able to burn your trash or burn your leaves. But listen,
I think you should be able to pour toxic sludge into a river if you want to pour it in there.
I don't care about fracking or drilling oil, man. Do what you got to do. But dumping trash on my street where I live and where I pay taxes, that's like a slap in the face, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially this city.
No, just to be an asshole. Like,
yeah, man. Just to be an ass.
Well, it's just bullshit, too, because, I mean, not only.
It's not in Third Ward or anything. We're in Sugar Land. This is a nice neighborhood with nice roads.
For those of you who don't know.
Right. You know, it's a little suburb outside of Houston. But, yeah. So that kind of pissed me off a little bit today. I really wish I had grabbed that trash and just thrown it right in that guy's car. Or lady's car. I think it was a lady.
Probably.
Well, you know what?
Let's not say that.
I'll make a man pick this up.
She's the one that's got to live with her actions, not you.
Well, I mean, I doubt she's thinking
about it. It's like
one
of those things where it's like, well, a couple weeks ago, mine was not putting your shopping cart up at the grocery store.
She's
like, that's
courtesy.
A common thing that you just like, you're being an asshole.
I have a friend who has a very strong stance about the shopping cart thing. He says that he never puts up his shopping carts because putting up his shopping cart keeps those people employed and gives them $5 an hour so they can go finger their girlfriends on the weekend. No joke, he said that to me.
I'd never thought of it that way, but that makes a whole lot of sense.
But those kids, they get to have money to do because they start to push it in.
I think it's true.
But you know what? I think I'm doing that kid a favor because otherwise, I think he'd stay in that $5 an hour job and continue pushing shopping carts until he was 40.
No, it's just the principle of it.
At some point,
you
know he's going to start fighting for $15 and want $15 an hour. But anyways, yeah, it is the principle.
It is the principle. Don't be an asshole and just leave your carts or your trash everywhere.
Chris doesn't want anybody to make $15 an hour.
I don't think anybody should make $15 an hour. Seriously. I don't care what you do.
Maybe. Some people.
No, I'm just kidding. I just don't think fast food people, man. It really pisses me off when I see the fast food.
What if you're like the best fast food person ever?
Do you guys hear this noise?
Still make 40 cents an hour.
Y'all hear this noise? That means I'm leaving.
Cole being an asshole.
It means I gotta go.
All right, peace, Cole.
We record at the same time every week.
I know.
Oh, we started late. I told you guys what time I had to go.
Listen, Cole, next week on Tuesday when we record the podcast, try not to...
If there's a movie screenings come first.
Well, then just don't even come to the podcast.
Well, I want to record.
Why do we got to be on your time?
Yeah, I'm not saying you have to be on my time. I'm just saying
that... Well, then just say you can't record this week and you got other prior engagements.
You have more things you'd rather do.
I want to do it all.
Pass the gravy.
Well, if we would have started at the time that we would have started...
Well, I said we can't just be on Cole's schedule.
No, we can't just... Well, I'd like to shoot the shit for a little
this
bit.
This is a process.
Exactly.
It's a creative process.
You're disrupting the process. Shitting all over our
process.
Do you
guys want to know what I'm going to go do?
What are you going to go do, Cole?
Watch Magic Mike for the second time.
Do you want to know what I'm going to do? I'm going to screen the latest... documentary.
And that's all the time we have for what Cole's got to do.
Exactly. See you, Cole. So talk to you next week.
Bye.
Oh, come on. I'm just kidding. It's all good for a documentary.
Now he's all upset.
I'm not upset.
He's upset.
I'm going to see the Amy Winehouse documentary titled Amy.
Oh.
All right, spoiler alert. She dies at the end.
I know. And that's what I want to see. The movie's about addiction and stuff like that, and I want to see it.
That's super depressing on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
You can edit that out.
All right, that's Cole Clay crashing the podcast. Man. Tweet him at Words by Cole and say, hey, quit fucking it up. Quit fucking it up.
Fucking it up is right.
You know what isn't fucked up is MeUndies.
MeUndies.
Tell you that much. Because you spend 90% of your life in your underwear, and your underwear get pretty old fast. I know that feeling of putting on old saggy underwear, but you need to know the feeling of wearing high-quality underwear that's 2 times softer than cotton. You got to know about MeUndies.
MeUndies.
MeUndies. It's the most comfortable underwear you're ever going to wear. It's insane how good they make you feel. They fit perfectly and they don't ride up on you. They literally pull moisture away from your skin and help you stay cool. I'm wearing a pair right now, and my balls feel great.
Do they really?
They do.
Because I'm so curious about the way it
is. My moisture is wicked away from me.
Well, that's important.
And it's fantastic.
That's great. Good on you.
They have cool styles for both men and women, and they all look great. Ladies, check out the Smoking Hot Boy Shorts at MeUndies.com. Squatty of underwear would normally retail for 2 times the MeUndies price. No retail middleman means more savings for you. I'll make it easy for you. Go to MeUndies.com and enter promo code PASS to receive 20% off your first order and free shipping.
Mm.
Save even more when you buy a pack of them. They even guarantee your satisfaction or your first pair is free. That's MeUndies.com, promo code PASS.
And don't forget to use that promo code because that's shipping, man. That's where these companies usually
That's where they get you. That's where those sons of bitches will get you.
All right, man. So we did Not Cool. We talked about the Women's World Cup.
We're going to kind of shift back to another deep conversation for the shallow end.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if I want to title this kind of like diseases that have been fabricated. I don't know. Oh. But I'm not saying it is not a disease. I'm just saying it seems something's fishy. Something's fishy. That's all I'm saying. And it is a binge eating disorder.
Oh, my God. I've heard of this.
I've heard commercials recently.
When did you start hearing of this binge eating disorder? Because I hadn't heard about it until just
recently. Well, at first I was like, this is dumb. But then I was nervous that I was just like thinking it was bulimia was what it really was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wait, no, that is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like people just saying, oh, I can't stop eating. I can't quit eating.
Yes, you
oh
can.
Oh, my gosh.
Put down the goddamn cup.
Right. It's like, I don't know if that's a disease or if that's a lack of self-control, buddy.
Really? No, it definitely is lack of self-control. People love to diagnose themselves. I don't know what it is for people in this country.
Binge eating disorder is a serious eating disorder in which you frequently consume unusually large amounts of food and feel unable to stop eating. So, like, even if you felt like you were unable to stop eating, you could still make yourself stop eating, right?
What's that? I'm sorry.
It says you'll feel like it make those people feel like they are unable to stop eating.
Yeah.
Like, even if you felt that way, you can stop eating.
Right.
You can say, I'm not going to put this fork to my mouth.
Exactly.
I'm not going to do that.
That's stupid. I mean, I hope there are no binge eating disorder sufferers out there listening to Pass the Gravy.
Or reading. Don't
or
forget
reading.
The readers.
Yes, of course, the readers.
We're watching on Periscope.
That's
right now.
True. Hello to the Periscope viewers.
All one of you.
Really? No, I think it's a silly disease. What do you think, Alex? You think it's a silly
I think
disease?
It's, like, what was it? Restless leg syndrome no. that was, like, a couple years ago they had, and they had all those commercials, like, if you have RLS. And it's just like,
RLS.
I'm going to say a name, I'm going to make it, like, fancy.
Because,
like, I'm pretty sure binge eating disorder is soon going to be called BED.
Right. There's
like, oh, you got BED? Yeah, I got BED. Like, you throw some fancy, like, abbreviation on it, and then you can prescribe them whatever the fuck it is. Like, I think restless leg syndrome, what that basically was people that just couldn't sleep, so they're tossing and turning, and they're like, oh, my legs are restless at night. Maybe that'll make me sleep. And it was basically just another sleeping pill.
Right. That's, yeah. Have you ever heard of PBA?
Professional Bowlers Association?
No, I'm not talking about professional bowlers. God bless them. I'm talking about pseudo-bulbar affect.
The fuck is that?
Pseudo-bulbar affect is, the disease of having uncontrollable laughter.
That's a real thing?
That's a real thing, my friend. I saw Danny Glover doing a PSA for that while I was watching one of our favorite news ladies, Nancy Grace. And, yeah.
You were watching who?
Nobody.
You were watching that devil woman?
Devil woman.
Oh, my gosh, Chris! Chris, this Confederate flag is a symbol of racism! It needs to be taken down! Do you understand? Do you understand? These guns, do you know what guns do? Guns kill people! Chris, guns kill people! If you have a gun, you're gonna kill people! That's what you're gonna do! Do you not understand me?
I'm sorry, I fucking hate her. She's like the black people who say, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know what you're saying. You don't have to ask us, do we understand you? We know we understand you just fine, Nancy Grace.
Do you get it? I don't think you can wrap your head around it.
Oh, man. But yeah, PBA. Pseudo-
Fuck Nancy Grace. She already disrupted the podcast again. Like three out of four just dismantling Pass the Grave. She's trying to take us down from within,
I think. Alex. Yeah, she is.
Fucking bitch.
God, we need to get her on this show.
I don't think she'll be on this show.
I don't think so.
I don't think she will.
Fuck her.
this just seems like she might listen to this. Like, I don't know if I want to talk to them.
Right.
It seems like they may not be in my best interest to talk to. Continue. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool, man. I brought that bitch up.
Oh, dude, it's just not serious.
I know.
It's just not bringing up.
All right.
God damn it, Nancy Grace.
So anyways, yeah, I swear to God, I see more of these diseases, these made-up, fictitious diseases all over the place, and there's more and more of them each day. But the whole PDA, I thought that was funny. I had uncontrollable laughter after I saw that PSA.
Well, I was uncontrollably laughing the other day, and I was just like, I cannot stop. It's interrupting things.
So basically, this binge eating disorder is kind of like another excuse. I think it's another excuse for people
to say... That's what
it
is. It's like, I'm fat,
and I'm not going to try to lose weight, but here's a disease I have, you know.
No, I have binge eating.
So this is the reason why I'm fat. And if you're fat, listen, man. If you're fat, be fat and embrace the fact that you're fat.
Here's what this thing says. It says, almost everyone overeats on occasion, such as having seconds or thirds of a holiday meal. But for some people, excessive overeating feels out of control and becomes a regular occurrence that crosses the line to binge eating disorder. When you have binge eating disorder, you may be embarrassed about overeating and vow to stop, but you feel such a compulsion that you can't resist. See, it's like... binge eating, it seems like you're just kind of not having self-control. And I think to some extent, all addiction is a bit of you not having enough self-control.
Well, yeah. Let's see.
But
like
this
gambling.
Seems like a very manageable one.
I always thought, now people are going to disagree with this, but like the Gamblers Anonymous and the people who are addicted to gambling, they just can't stop, stuff like that. Is that not the same thing? Like people just don't have self-control?
It's also called not being responsible.
Right. Because, listen, man, I know, like, drugs and alcohol, that's a different kind of addiction.
But still, I mean, to some extent, though...
I know to some extent...
To some extent, it's like, dude, if you need to rob people to make heroin money,
seriously. And if your family is threatening to leave you because you can't put down a crack pipe and you're still putting up the crack pipe to your lips...
You gotta take responsibility and be accountable for what you do.
But there's also a chemical imbalance with drug addiction and alcohol.
And, I mean, it's possible that that's what this binge eating disorder could be, but I just don't...
I can't...
It seems like a made-up thing where it's just like... Here, this is another way where we could medicate you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can be medicated on it.
Are they medicating people for this?
I don't know.
How the hell can they medicate
people? It says, see, also, antidepressant withdrawal, antidepressants and alcohol. No, I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. I think this whole thing's silly. If you have a binge eating disorder, then just put down a fork and...
just say no. Like, are you constantly hungry? That's what I want to know.
I don't think so. I think it's just an excuse for fat people.
Excuse me, binge eating disorder is going to ruin this country.
Seriously?
Do you not understand? There's people that are going to eat everything. If you see anything, they will eat it. Watch out. Watch out. It's like the walking dead, but they're the walking alive and obese. They'll just eat anything. I saw a man eat a bumper of a car the other day on my way to work, and I said, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness! He probably also has a gun! And he's gonna kill people! He's gonna kill them and he's gonna eat them! And he's racist because he has a Confederate flag and he watches Dukes of Hazzard! God damn it, Nancy! Oh, just shut up!
God, the Confederate flag, man. I don't think that deal's gonna stop either.
I don't think it's gonna stop ever.
Good grief. They're not.
But, like, I'm just glad that because the South Carolina is gonna take that flag down, it's gonna make racism go away.
Oh yeah, me
that's
too.
What it's
finally
gonna do.
We can put this whole racism and the slavery and the Civil War finally put it behind us, right?
What was the story about those black churches burning and then they're like, well, see, it's because of the Klan. It's like, yeah, the Klan's a bunch of assholes, but don't say that's all white people.
I honestly think it's a coincidence.
Seven black churches after the Charleston shooting.
In what area? All over the country or in
like South Carolina-ish areas?
I don't know. I can't even comment intelligibly on that because I haven't followed.
But just
before.
Like, yeah, well, that's just because they're racists doing that. And it's like, yeah, I'm sure there are racists and they might be assholes, but don't throw white people under like one umbrella. There's bad people in every group. Like we say every fucking week, I feel like.
Right.
It's just a repetitive thing we keep talking about.
This country is a bunch of racists is what basically...
We talk about trying to be divided, or like trying to be equal, but then like another thing that... I guess, is this... We're going to have sort of a third deep convo.
Okay.
I don't know. Jail. It's like, who was the lady that was in charge that got promoted to the head ballerina at that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This is a horrible...
Misty something. The only reason why I remember her first name is because she was a black chick named Misty. Which is quite a rare feat. And she was cute, too. She was super hot. I don't think she's full black, by
Misty
the way.
Copeland.
Yeah. I don't think she's...
She's the first black female... principal dancer in a Broadway debut.
Why does there have to be a first for everything?
Right, and like I understand like Jackie people? Robinson because that was like yeah, like I mean, there black people weren't allowed to even play in the same league.
Right,
but like trying to be like, hey, we should all assimilate, we should all be closer together. We're taking the Confederate flag, we can all become one. And it's like, if that's what we're trying to do, then like that's awesome that she's gonna be the first black female principal dancer. But, like, why do we need to be like, she's the first black person? It's like, congratulations.
Really, why do you gotta isolate that fact? You know what I think another part of that has to do? People love to see history being made.
You'll like, always remember this.
I'm not even kidding. A lot of people probably voted for Barack Obama just to see the first black president be elected. Not because they want to see that. And, you know, it's a cool little thing to see. But people love to say, oh, it's the first this, it's the first that. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah, the first black ballet dancer.
Do you remember when you were the first black host on Pass the Gravy?
Oh, was that?
Do you remember that? I
forgot all about
it. Like, we didn't even, like, I'm sorry, we didn't make it. I didn't put out a press
announcement,
release.
Announcement, nobody.
I just didn't want you to be upset.
None of our sponsors called to congratulate me.
Meandy's didn't send you a pair of black underwear.
Christ, man, that's messed up. I don't even think half our listeners knew I was black, though. Or maybe they did.
Speaking of black, have you heard of Black Twitter?
Yeah,
Black Twitter.
Yeah, sure,
that's a thing,
right?
That the kids are doing these days.
I don't know why.
Well, the LA Times, they hired someone that's a reporter to cover.
Did they really?
Black Twitter.
Who did they hire? What's his name?
I don't really know what.
You're funny too, like
you're going to be doing
a
as
60-year-old Jewish man covering the black people on Twitter.
Let's find out about this chick.
Oh, it's a little female.
Mitra Kalita.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a black person.
Oh, no. Dexter Thomas. Never mind.
Oh, never mind. That's
good. He's going to cover black Twitter, which is really much more complicated than that. He'll work closely with the newsroom and hashtag Emerging US to find communities online. Black Medium to Latina Tumblr to Line in Japan. See, look. All right. I'm not going to continue reading that.
That's fucking...
Black Twitter. So let's go, like, naturally, I was like, what is this? Let's go look at that.
Right.
It is a cultural identity on the Twitter social network. Hmm. But, like, why don't we just call it Twitter?
Is there a white Twitter?
No, there was not, because that would be racist.
Yeah.
There's also no white entertainment on television.
This is true. Anyways.
It says that it's basically focusing on the issues of a black community in the United States, and... It is just they typically at each other and mention each other and use the same hashtags. Like, yeah, that's how Twitter works. Right. That's not, like,
that's
what
exclusive.
Is... It's just so only black people can use it now? Like, can I not use it? I feel like I want to get in. Should Pass the Gravy tweet to black Twitter?
It's like that blackpeoplemeet.com.
I think we should tweet to them.
You think so?
Hashtag what's up black Twitter.
Hashtag, remember the Confederacy?
Hashtag black lives matter.
Yeah. I think that's kind of weird, man. I mean, didn't black people fight?
So, I just wonder what this dude's job is.
Equals?
Right, yeah, that's right. That's kind of what I thought. Also, like, what is this guy's job? Like, well, on black Twitter, guys and girls.
Yeah.
Today's real issue is hashtag. And when we're leading things with hashtag, as like when you're an actual news story.
Hashtag bring our girls home.
That's not doing anything.
You know, fix the economy. It's not doing shit.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Yeah, because if we hashtag it enough, it's going to make a difference. It's like, right. No, those are words on a keyboard.
Exactly. And most people over 40 don't even care about hashtags.
They don't even know it there. What is this pound sign? Number Black Lives Matter? How many Black Lives Matter?
There is an article.
Yeah, I don't know. That's fucking just something I felt like just mentioning.
I told you earlier, I told the listeners anyway, that we were going to talk about Hawaii. What news story do we have out of Hawaii this week? Because I know we had, I don't think we talked about it last week, but...
Cole got us off on that, like, newsy vibe this afternoon. We're like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson!
Yeah, I know.
On Instagram today, earlier said.
No, last couple weeks ago, Hawaii was not the first state, but it became one of the states to raise its smoking age of tobacco to 21. So now in Hawaii, you can...
Now they're banning plastic bags.
Now they're banning plastic bags. I swear, Hawaii's going to be known as...
What in God's name?
It's going to be known as the state of stupid laws.
Well, like, Hawaii, like, fuck you. You're not even a real state. Like, we're allowing you to be a state. A volcano made you.
Really?
You weren't here a while ago.
You
like,
been to Hawaii?
No.
Yeah,
but, like, you're not even a real thing. You're, like, a vacation destination. Like, a place where cruises go.
Yeah.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall was a great movie there, but, like... You know, like, Hawaii, you don't get a say.
Yeah, I know. Nobody really cares about Hawaii. Right?
Just, like, why are they... They're
spam. They eat the shit out of some goddamn spam. And I don't
Do you not like spam?
Fuck no, dude.
Fucking spam's great. I love spam.
Actually, I can honestly say I've never
had spam. It's not good for you. It's pretty, like... It's just, like, salty meat.
I've never had spam. You eat it cold?
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should have...
A spam segment?
A spam... Like, on the next episode, we should have spam. And we'll call it Chris Eats Spam.
Chris Eats Spam? First time, baby. Yeah, I'm down.
Next week on Pass the Gravy.
That's called a tea.
We're going to do a food review. Chris reviews spam.
Don't change that dial.
Don't you turn that knob.
No, but seriously, how do you eat your spam? Like, on crackers and a sandwich?
No, I you cooking? Open it from the thing.
Okay.
It's in like
a, so you don't eat the cake.
I want it, like, okay, like, you know how tuna fish are? Or how not tuna, anchovies. You know, anchovies are like in a can like that. You peel
like
the top
sardines.
Off. Yeah, sardines. That's what I meant. But you get sardines, and you like, or it's like spam, and you peel the top off of it, and then it's just like a big hunk of meat, and you chop it up into little slices, and then I'd put it on just a frying pan, and then just turn it on the stove.
Mm. Well, there you go.
But spam and macaroni and cheese, that was a staple of the Middleton household growing up.
You don't get more white trash than that.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking cheap. It lasts forever.
Do you eat those little... what are those little hot dogs
Beanie
called?
Weenies.
Oh, Beanie Weenies are fucking awesome. I haven't had Beanie Weenies in years.
Vienna sausages?
Oh, Vienna sausages.
I was never a fan of those.
You aren't?
Never a fan
those
of those.
Those are pretty good, I thought.
I have anything against them. I just didn't really...
we definitely got to try some spam next time. I was going to ask you guys this question when we started this podcast because I wanted to see what you and Cole thought, but I guess it's Cole's little, you know, little...
I mean, guys, seriously, we podcast at the same time every week, and this is 2 weeks in a row that he scheduled something, and then shows up.
To you, it's going to be the same deal next week.
And now he's going to listen to this, and he's going to say, guys, you got to stop talking shit about me when I'm not there.
Oh, buddy.
If you're here, you can defend yourself.
Right.
And you're not, and that's your fault. Seriously, though, we bullshit around for the majority of the time when we hang out, and then we podcast when we get to it, and it's like
at the end of the day, we're just having fun.
We're just hanging
out.
Around,
you know what I mean?
And he's like, all serious about it, and it's like, dude, that's not past the gravy. It's very low key, chill. Whatever's going, whatever floats your boat. Happens. It's like, well, we're letting them hang out, and we let them come podcast and leave. We did it. A lot of bosses wouldn't be okay with that.
You're right.
I don't want to say I'm the boss, but you know, I like to say it's a company. Well, we're finally buying our own machine.
Exactly.
We need our employees running, firing on the cylinders.
On all cylinders.
All cylinders.
Anyways, this question. So,
yes, back to that.
All right, so listen, Alex. There's these three women that I work with. Well, I don't work with them, but they work, you know, at the same place I work. And they come by my little, they come by the studio that I'm in every day and pick up the logs. And there's three of them. I know one of their names. The other two are twins. I don't know their name. I can't tell them apart. But
well, the good thing is if you can find out one of them, then the other one probably rhymes with it. Is a lot of times twins will do that.
I know, you would think, but no.
Mandy and Sandy.
It's like Lily and Rosie. The only reason I can say it, I know that I was saying. But I don't know their...
What are you talking about? They're probably our best listeners.
They probably are. Or readers.
Readers. Or watchers.
Or watchers, this is true. We're, Jesus Christ.
Look at us, multimedia platforms.
But anyways, so I don't know these chicks' names. And I asked my boss, who I think would know. He doesn't know either. So what I'm asking you guys, or what I'm asking you, is do you think it's okay to say, listen, at this point, I've been, you know, seeing him every day for months. And
I think you're too far in.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think you're too far in.
To just say, hey, I don't know you guys apart.
Dude, there's got to be ways.
What's your name?
And what is the best way to find that out?
I don't know, man. And there's been that little awkward situation where two of them are in the room, like Virginia and one of the twins are in the room. And I say something like, you know, how's Lily doing? And she's like, I'm Lily. I'm sitting right in front of you. I'm doing just fine. I'm like, oh, I thought Lily was the other one. And, you know, it's just that
Lily,
awkward...
your name?
Yeah, well, of course they know my name.
Shit.
So, I mean, like, they come in every single day and chew the fat with me for about 15 minutes.
You're in a bad spot, buddy.
Oh, I'm in
buddy.
A bad spot, man. How do I get their name? Alex, help me.
Okay.
What?
You gotta find a way to get them to, like, be like, hey, can you email me, like, find a way, just, like... Can you email me?
And that's another reason why I don't know their names, because I contact mostly through email with these people.
I hate that. When you, like, finally meet someone, you're like, dude,
yeah.
What's going on? Like,
I'm still meeting
people. This is that guy that's been emailing me for, like, a year that I have no idea. Hey, man, I didn't know that I've been talking to you for
like
an hour.
A year and a half, and I'm still, you know, meeting people that I...
Yeah, we work in a very large company, so there's a ton of people moving around.
It's like, you know... But anyway, so
a lot of people bumping elbows.
So basically what you're saying is I'm just fucking never going to figure out how to distinguish these twins apart?
Is there... I don't know, because you wouldn't really have a reason to ask for her number, because if you ask for her number and you gave her your phone, then she's going to type in her name.
Right, that's a good point.
Facebooking? Like, are we friends on Facebook? You're not on Facebook,
are
you?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. So I'm good on it very often.
See, I feel like social media has helped.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. But still, I mean, I could find out. I don't know. They look
guys,
exactly
if you have any
like,
ideas.
Yeah, seriously, man.
At PassageGatePod on Twitter, at ChrisHogan94.
That's right.
At Alex J. Middleton. And email us at PassageGatePod@gmail.com.
Please help
me. We fucking need to know that shit.
Yeah, we do.
That's a good question, though.
No, I'm serious. Like, it's obviously not okay at this point for me to ask what their names are. Because I know their names, I just can't tell them apart.
Alright, okay. You act like you have amnesia.
Uh-huh.
You got, and like, I got in a fight over the weekend.
Right.
And I'll just punch you in the head.
Sure.
Or we'll get a good makeup person. Like, we'll get somebody that's good with makeup.
Right.
Maybe like a black guy.
Okay.
So I got punched so hard, I can't remember anything. Like, where am I? What was your name again? And like, you just gotta do that.
Yeah.
And just sell it. Just don't look back.
I think even if that were the case and I figured them out, I'd probably forget like a week later.
Write it down.
Yeah, I guess I could.
What was that thing people were saying, like, to remember people's names, you think you're supposed to say it like three times after meeting them?
As soon
or, like,
as they
hello,
say,
Chris, it's nice to meet you, Chris.
Right.
I hope we can be friends, Chris.
Yeah.
And like, if somebody were saying that to me, I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking to me?
Are you remembering people's names?
No, I'm horrible with remembering names.
I don't think
names.
People...
I'm good at remembering faces, but that doesn't... Like, and that's also
people,
like the most useless saying in the world. But, well, I'm really good with faces. Like,
yeah.
That does me no good if I don't know your name.
Right. No, seriously, somebody will tell me their name and I'll forget in like 2 minutes. Partly because I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I think... I guess, like, do you have to just be invested in, like, I really care about what your name is.
Yeah.
Like, is that what you
well,
have
listen,
to do?
I think if, you know, if you're... walking into Walmart and the Walmart greeter says, hi, I'm Blue.
Well, he's got a name tag,
you're
see?
Not, you're not going to remember his name, but if you see some boxy chick in a bar or something and she's, you know, super hot and you walk up to her and you ask her name, I bet you'll remember that chick's name. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So it just depends who's important and who's not. And,
dude, you got to be thinking of trying, I'm trying to think of ways now. But I can't. I'm
name?
Just coming up blank right now.
Yeah. I wish there were some little trick.
You know what there should be for that?
What should there be?
Answers.
Oh,
we
yeah,
get some
there should be
answers to that. But before...
Yeah, before we do answers, I gotta tell you, man.
What have you gotta tell
me? I was shopping on Amazon the other day.
What? You were shopping on Amazon?
I was shopping on Amazon the other day.
Dude, I love to shop on Amazon.
Do you really?
That's like one
That's,
of my favorite places
it's
to shop.
So goddamn
actually,
convenient.
The only thing about Amazon is I don't like to just go right to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get my favorite podcast.
Oh! Yes, of course.
I had to go to the website. It's
right.
Past the Gravy Pod. And in fact, in the toolbar where it says Amazon on my browser, I deleted that and
right.
I just put PastTheGravyPod.com and now I just go there and I say, hey, I'm going to go buy this on Amazon. Let me click this little link.
Uh-huh.
Here, go to my homepage on PastTheGravyPod.com and click the Amazon banner.
Yeah.
And now I'll buy my shit and I give like 1% back to my favorite podcast.
There you go.
Help them... pay some bills.
Right.
Up them pay some bills.
Pay those goddamn bills.
We're in the hole. We've,
so, yeah, man. Go to PastTheGravyPod.com.
They've also, like, I think Amazon's got their 20th anniversary.
Yeah,
like, they're having their own Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm
so
take advantage of that.
On that, like, you get, like, a free month worth of Amazon Prime. Go sign up for that. And then instead of going to Amazon.com afterwards, just go to PastTheGravyPod.com. It takes one extra click, guys.
Seriously.
It's... like, it's not necessary, but, like, we appreciate it. If you listen, you get a couple chuckles, and you got, like, we're not saying, hey, go buy shit.
Yeah.
I'm not selling you anything. Right. Just saying, just click on my website.
The next time you buy something, why not click through the banner?
They want to know that you got there through us. We generate a little traffic. They give us a little something-something.
It helps us out.
And then we get to have more podcasts, hopefully, in the future.
It's essentially like giving to a charity.
It is.
Don't you want to give to a charity and help us?
We're a charity.
With only 10 cents a day.
You can get this beautiful That is another thing. That's not. That's like not cool. We've already done that. But like that Sarah McLaughlin. Is that Sarah McLaughlin? Right.
Yeah.
Like on the ASPCA or whatever. You can get this beautiful T-shirt. It's a fucking orange shirt that just has white letters that says right. ASPCA on
yeah.
it. And it's like, that's not a beautiful shirt. You just like.
If you want to sell me something, like throw
a. Give me something cool on seriously. It. Like throw a lion or a
really?
Dog. I don't know.
Tiger. Something.
That's my commentary on
okay,
that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Answers.
Answers.
My favorite fucking part of the podcast.
Yes, yes.
I can't wait. Every single week.
Just
answers. And last week we had a bunch of questions where we were asked to help out some people.
Yeah.
This week we did not.
Oh man, not so much this week.
We did not.
That's all good though. I'm sure we'll have some more next week. What do we got for answers?
Our first question. Hold on, let me pull it up here. There we go.
There you go.
Roger Heath writes in and says, what other stuff do you think Cher would do if she could turn back time?
Are you kidding me? How much time you got?
I got all kinds of time.
Christ almighty. Do you like Cher's music?
Nah, I'm not a huge fan.
I'm not a huge Cher fan.
I think
personally,
I respect why people like it,
I
guess.
I without Cher.
Probably one of the top drag queen draws, I would guess.
You think?
Don't all those drag queens dress up as Cher?
Oh, yeah.
And Donna Summers.
Right.
Who was the other one?
Madonna? No, not Madonna.
I don't know, anyways.
Christina? No. No, I could do without Cher. I could do without her entire catalog.
So, I'm just saying. So, what else would Cher do? We already know she would try and find a way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she. I think she's saying she couldn't turn back time. Right?
Yeah.
That is the gist. Let's just break down a Cher song real fast.
Okay, let's do it.
Lyrics, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you and you'd stay.
Mm. So we already know she's a bitch.
So if she could turn back time, I think it's safe to say she'd try and get that guy to stay.
Right, okay.
Was Turn Back Time about, was it Sonny? Sonny Bono?
Was
that her husband?
Yeah.
Was that what the song was about?
It was
her
brother.
No, I think it was her husband.
Was it?
Is it Chaz Bono, their daughter? Or son?
Well, they had that old Sonny and Cher.
Dude, we are fucking not coming prepared with facts this week.
No, we are not.
We're getting thrown curveballs with these questions.
Yeah, we are.
Sonny and Cher.
Some, like, 40-year-old listening to this and they're just jumping out.
What the fuck are
these
young
people doing? See, I'm telling you, they're brother and sister.
Wikipedia.
Oh no, husband wife team.
Are they fucking sick? Yes, they
yeah,
were!
You called it, Alex.
Look at me. Look at me.
Jesus Christ. They've been acting since 64.
Well, good for them.
Good for them. Going strong. He held some
snowing.
Office. He was like a senator. Click on Sonny's. He was a senator. Look, yep, Congress of Republican United States.
Why don't we just call this episode Alex and Chris Look Up Things
yeah.
on Wikipedia.
Alex and Chris
Black Twitter!
Really?
What is this?
No.
Cher lyrics. If I could turn back time.
I can do without Cher.
Not a huge fan of Cher.
I can feel the things I'm saying.
Do you know what Cher does to the American economy?
Oh my god, what? What, Nancy, what?
Cher's horrible for her because she likes guns. She likes guns and guns kill people. Nancy, we're not even talking about guns. How'd that even come up? Guns kill people. Fuck,
Nancy. Oh, yeah, man. Let's not go down that road.
I don't know. I just jump into that impression. And it's a horrible impression. And it's like, think about her the rest of the day. And it's just, it's shit.
Yeah.
It's shit.
Yeah.
The rest of my day is shit now. So, if Cher could turn back time, she would find a way to keep somebody, or to get somebody to stay, whatever the fucking lyrics are.
Mm-hmm.
Roger, sorry, we were not much help in that
yeah,
question.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Alex, Karamidis. That's my best job I'm going to do in pronouncing that.
Karamidis. That sounds like some kind of STD.
I just got a case of the Karamidis.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you got to get a shot for that one.
All right, sorry to insult you, Alex.
Thanks for writing in.
Yeah,
we're going to make fun of your name now.
Okay. All right, what does Alex want?
Stallion Force.
Mm.
The horsepower of the future.
Ooh.
I like where he's going with this.
I like where he's going with this, too. He's got an open
line. I like the road we've turned down here.
Uh-huh.
Horsepower. I mean, we did have a horse. Then we got horsepower.
Yeah.
I don't know how much horsepower my car has, but I know that it's more than one horse.
Mm-hmm.
I like where we would go with that. And then it would say a stallion. It's probably better than a horse.
Mm-hmm. One stallion is...
It's like a cooler horse.
Horsepower, right?
Right? One stallion would obviously. So
yeah.
Stallion Force.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got a 39 Stallion Force engine.
That sounds
like... I'd buy that over 30,000...
Horsepower.
Horsepower.
Even though 30,000 is probably extremely...
That sounds like it'd be a hell of a horsepower.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a lot of horses.
I'd have to,
Yeah! I think it is a horsepower of the future.
Horsepower of the future. Good on you, Alex.
The only thing is, we have flying cars coming up.
Do we really?
If we do.
They've been saying that for the longest.
But then we're going to have, like, eagle power.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because then they're going to open up a whole other can of worms. Jet power. I don't know. Yeah, I think it is the horsepower of the future. I'll allow it.
Yeah,
I'll allow it. Very good, Alex.
Very good, Alex.
Fantastic name. Ali Rochelle writes in and says, what mild inconvenience would you wish on your worst day?
Oh, that's a good one.
I like what you're thinking, Ali. Where are you thinking cap today?
Mild inconvenience. I tell you, the biggest inconvenience, because I had to go through recently, is going to the fucking DMV.
The thing about the DMV, boys
and
girls.
I'm not going to turn this into shit on the DMV.
That is a good one.
So I steal their wallet, make them have to get a whole new social security card and driver's license and all of that. Oh, that's inconvenient right there, man.
I got one. My dog's had fleas before.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my apartment, old apartment had a bunch of fleas in it. And it was horrible.
Yeah.
Like, they're just biting on you when you walk around. It's awful.
That's awful.
I would say not in someone's house.
Right.
But if you could, like, get a jar filled with fleas and put it in your worst enemy's car.
Oh.
Just let it go.
That would suck.
Because eventually, marinate over a day. I don't know how fast they produce, but I think it's pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of heat in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get in your car, you're driving, and just itching your fucking legs all the way home. That would be the worst.
They're gonna get on your clothes, and your clothes are gonna get in your house, and your house is gonna be infested, and your whole fucking life is gonna be.
That would be a mild inconvenience. Cause it's
that's
itching.
An epidemic, right?
But.
There.
It could turn into something. But, like, the original, just in your car, I don't think it's too bad.
Uh-huh.
That would be mine. Yours is DMV, though?
Yeah, I think so, man. There's nothing more convenient than having to take off work and sit in that line and listen to the rude lady behind the counter because she hates her goddamn job, talk about how much she hates her job, and, you know, basically emoting upon you.
Emoting?
Yeah. Do you not know
like
that term?
Emoting? Like emoticon?
No.
Nope. Don't know what that means then.
Basically just, letting your emotions get the best of you.
My emotions flow.
Yeah. Projecting your emotions, basically.
Yep.
I don't need that.
I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got
time for that. What about your own self?
What about your own self? Anyways, what's next, man? What do we got?
This comes from
Austin Fott.
Austin Fott.
Austin Fott who?
Oh, right? Oh, my gosh. Who did you fight? Come on, Austin. You gotta tell. You gotta fill us in on this.
Sure, I hadn't heard that one.
Does donating to the Tasers for Toddlers Foundation count as a tax write-off?
Austin, you spell the write-off wrong. It's W-R-I-T-E. Off.
All right, well.
That's cool, Austin.
Right off the bat, I'm noticing that he says Tasers for Toddlers, and I'm not sure that is
a real organization.
I don't know if that's a foundation.
Yeah, neither do I. I was gonna say the same damn thing.
Well, we can Google it. Quick Google search.
God, it's like a 15.
Alex and Chris Googling again.
Man. Do you think we'd have to do this much Googling if Cole were here? Or would he just know
he'd
all the
make
things?
Up answers.
Yeah,
well, actually, I'm positive, but it's not a tax-free organization.
Tasers for
kids. How to be a dad. What? What is this?
This is some dad's vlog.
I'm not a fan of the authority of...
I think this is a farce, Alex.
Yeah, this is, he's lead us down the wrong road.
Yeah, he is.
His picture has a creative backyard Jurassic World, so that is not. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this is a fictitious, fictitious post.
I'm thinking it's a fictitious foundation as well. Tasers for Toddlers. It's a catchy name.
I like it.
Tasers for Toddlers. You got your alliteration.
All right, kids. You know, sometimes in the park when a stranger walks up to you, you're gonna want to tase him. That just seems like the worst idea, maybe. Right. Like, toddlers won't know how to operate that. And if they do, they're going to tase each other.
You're going to give them a tase. You might as well give them a gun, right?
It's going to be chaos. Really? It's going to be absolute chaos.
Chaos.
Toddlers just running around. They're going to be tasing their parents. The parents are going to be in the car, just going off the road. And then what? And now what?
Have you ever been tased, Alex?
I have.
Yeah.
I have. I had a friend that was a police officer.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say who. Because okay. I don't think he was allowed to do this. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But he was talking about how you had to get tased and pepper sprayed. Like, dude, tase me. And he didn't put it on, like, full-on, like, full murder blast. Mode.
Yeah.
He did put it on, like, the lighter setting.
Right.
But it didn't feel good.
No.
Didn't feel good.
Is it like it's struck by lightning?
It's like a shock.
I'm, like, secretly very afraid of being struck by lightning. I know there's no chance of that happening.
Carry around selfie sticks, walk around with golf clubs.
Yes. No, I don't do a lot of that. I do a lot of showering while it's thunderstorming out there. You get struck by lightning doing that, right?
You're just showering outside?
No.
Oh, when it's raining outside.
Yeah, when it's raining outside and you're showering inside, I think that could be.
I don't think that's. I think swimming. I think swimming.
Well, duh.
That's a no-no.
But anyways, yeah, getting struck by lightning.
But why don't sharks get electrocuted all the time? Like, if it...
That's a good point, Alex Middleton.
Science class!
We'll have to the Shark Week. Maybe they'll cover
that. You even watched Shark Week?
I have been watching a hell of Shark Week. I'm American.
Get out of some Shark Week.
Dude, that stuff's great, man.
Yesterday, so on 2 days ago when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it on Wednesday when we post,
uh-huh.
There was one that, like, the Great White Serial Killer Returns. It was talking about this place in California, and they, like... It's called Surf Beach, I think. And every 2 years in October, somebody gets attacked by a great white shark. And usually it's multiple people around the same time.
Oh,
it's almost like in the same spot almost every single time. It's crazy. It was every 2 years. And I was like, that's a weird thing. But sometimes you're into it and you're just like, I'm watching Shark Week because it's Shark Week. And like other times you're like, oh,
super interesting.
Fuck, I'm paying attention the whole way through. That was one of those.
I told you that I was talking to somebody, and they said that all these shark attacks that have been popping up around Carolina and all over New Jersey and whatever are because people are trying to hype up Shark Week, basically. It's an inside job. It's a conspiracy going on.
They are making sharks attack people.
Pretty much.
We got them, rabbit. We got them. A taste of blood.
Exactly.
So they want another human.
People love
making conspiracy
theories. But anyways, yep.
Shark Week was an inside job!
Kind of got off topic a bit there.
No, we're giving answers.
Yeah, I guess so.
We're giving answers.
I guess so. We're giving
our answer for great television this week is Shark Week.
There you go.
It is for toddlers, though. Yeah, we did completely get off topic on that.
Well, that's because.
I would say if it's a foundation, it's one of those tax free write-offs. Ones, right? Yeah. You should be able to get a tax write-off.
I don't see why not.
I'm going to say, Austin, you should probably look into whether or not that is an actual foundation.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking it's... I'm doubting it.
Yeah, I'm doubting it.
I'm thinking it's very likely that it's not actually a thing.
I'm right there with you, buddy.
But also, you know, just a public service announcement from Pass the Gravy. Don't give kids... don't give toddlers tasers.
Yeah, that's probably not the best idea.
Alright.
Alright,
wait. Dun, dun, dun.
What does that
the
sound
The more
mean?
You know.
Oh, okay.
Jimothy Diggs, ooh! Writing back again. Still wondering if that's his real name. Don't think so.
Jimothy?
Jim.
God almighty.
His parents wanted to name him Jim.
Yeah,
and
one
Timothy.
Parent wanted to name him Timothy. And
we're gonna just go with Jimothy, what about that?
Somebody was drunk.
That works.
Yeah.
Like it!
Like it.
Let's leave. Sign his name. Saunas. Middle finger to global warming or the ultimate preparation?
Oh.
I just realized.
I can see how it could be the ultimate preparation. You just realized.
You can last longer in the sauna. Yeah. You're going to make it when the warming gets here.
Haven't we decided that global warming's a myth?
Not a lot of people.
Not a lot of people
haven't decided that.
Oh, Jesus. Well, then I guess, I don't know. I guess the middle finger to global warming. Depends
middle
on
finger
to
the global warming.
What do you think?
I mean, I gotta go Ultimate Preparation.
Yeah.
But I think it...
it is pretty good preparation.
I think it could be both. I think in some ways it could be both.
Yeah.
Because, like, for some ways, it's like global warming, I would assume, main goal of global warming has its own goal,
mm-hmm.
is to fuck up mankind.
So you're saying
right?
global warming has an agenda?
If it did.
Okay.
If it did. I'm not saying it does, I'm saying if it did.
Okay.
global warming agenda.
Right.
So, today, we are gathered here to talk about the global warming agenda.
Jesus, all right, Tom Brokaw.
That was the worst Barack Obama impression.
Oh, that was Barack
ever.
Obama. Sheesh.
All right, so I think that if global warming has an agenda, that it is to fuck up mankind.
Mm.
And I think a sauna preparing people for it. So you go to the sauna all the time, you're like, dude, I got 30 minutes in the sauna.
Or like, you just live in Texas.
That too, because Texas itself is
fucking hot right
sort
now.
Of a sauna. I think that that's preparing people while also giving a middle finger to the global warming agenda itself.
I hear you. I hear you.
What are your thoughts?
I think.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's a middle finger.
This thinker.
I think it's a middle finger to global warming.
Have you ever been in the sauna? You're a sauna kind
sure.
of guy?
Yeah. I like the steam room a little bit better. Sauna's good too, though.
Yeah, sauna's the dry one, right?
Right. I think you're supposed to alternate between dry and wet.
Aren't you supposed to go steam room, then sauna? Because you're supposed to sweat it out and then evaporate it?
I just hung out in the steam room. I'd swim some laps at the pool and then just go chill in the steam room.
We had a Lifetime Fitness. We used to do that all the time in high school.
Yeah.
You'd go and you'd sweat out alcohol. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. If you had a drug test coming up or something.
We also, there were several times where we would drink in the... But it's sauna...
Sauna is the dry.
Sauna's the dry, okay. So we would go and drink in the steam room.
Okay.
We'd take like a 30-pack of Keystones. Take some stones in there.
Yeah, because
we were in high school and we had to fucking use fake IDs or just shoulder tap.
Yeah.
And we would go in there and we would drink that because it's supposed to open your pores up and shit, like drinking in a hot tub. I don't know if that's a real thing, if it was just an urban myth that we believed
probably.
In. We tried it. We tried it and we liked to think we were getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
We would go drink in the steam room at Lifetime Fitness and we would make it really steamy so that we would be in a corner so nobody would really know what we were doing.
Right.
But then it reeked of beer. And then we would just try and see who could stay in the sauna the longest because we'd go to the dry one. And that was probably not the best idea either. But,
probably not.
You know, we were kids.
Yeah.
It was a simple time.
It was a simple time.
People used to kick each other to death.
You lived to tell the story.
He did.
So I think you'll be
I'm
all right.
A better man.
You are a better man. Good on you.
You got anything else for the... Wait, so you said global, you said finger
yeah,
to global, middle
finger? Hey, Zeus Christo.
Whoa, dog.
You were good the entire
the
goddamn
dog
podcast.
Is saying it is time
to
wrap this motherfucker
this
up.
Man.
Go
to PassTheGarbagePod.com.
PassTheGarbagePod.com. Use the Amazon banner. All that good shit. MeUndies, promo code PASS.
Yep.
I am at Alex J. Middleton. This podcast is at PassTheGarbagePod. Chris is at ChrisHogan94.
Yes, I am.
And
Cole.
Fucking Cole asked.
Fuck him.
At Where's My Cole.
Yeah, there you go.
Just tell him, hey, buddy. Real good way of half-assing it 2 weeks in a row.
Barely passed the gravy.
Also, email us your questions for answers if you don't want to tweet them to us. PassTheGarbagePod@gmail.com. I will see you guys later. Thanks for 75 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Thanks
75.
A lot.
That's a big deal.
I know it's not that big a deal, but
I think
to me it feels like a huge deal. It's like, I can't believe I stuck with something for
Seriously.
75 weeks.
That's a big deal, man. Congrats.
It's
be
happy
deal.
To do it. Maybe for the 100th one we could do something crazy.
Maybe we could do Cole's idea. I actually like it.
Cole's idea?
To do just a marathon podcast.
We could try that. We'll see what
Make
we can
a
do.
Shindig out of it or
Chris is gonna sample some spam next week.
Yeah, spam next week. God willing.
So that'll be fun. And you guys have a great week. Share us with a friend. Tell some friends. Be like, hey guys, this is cool podcast. Check it out. My pals Alex and Chris, and sometimes Cole when we get around to it, are on it. I'm running out of things to say.
Cool.
Pass the gravy, bitches. Have a great
so
week.
We
See ya.
Can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down.